KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports this morning. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, the San Francisco Giants captured the 2012 World Series by winning 6 elimination games. They've also advanced to this year's National League Division Series with a winner-take-all wildcard victory at Pittsburgh. Madison Bumgarner, Brandon Crawford, and Brandon Belt were the stars as the Giants hammered the Pirates 8-0. Bumgarner scattered 4 hits and struck out 10 in his first postseason complete game. He allowed just 2 runners to get into scoring position the entire night. The game was scoreless until Crawford sent a blast into the right field bleachers in the 4th inning. Pablo Sandoval, Hunter Pence opened the 4th with singles, and they moved up on Brandon Belt's walk before Crawford smacked his first career postseason home run. It was also the first postseason grand slam by a shortstop. Belt went 2-for-2 with a couple of walks and 3 RBIs as the Giants earned a trip to Washington to face the Nationals in the National League Division Series. Losing pitcher Edinson Volquez entered the game 5-0 with a 1.36 earned run average in his last 10 starts before surrendering 5 runs on 5 hits with 3 walks in just 5-plus innings last night. St. Louis Cardinals manager Mike Matheny says he'll go with a rotation of Adam Wainwright, Lance Lynn, John Lackey, and Shelby Miller against the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League Division Series, which puts Michael Wacha in the bullpen. The 23-year-old Wacha was the National League Championship Series MVP last year, outpitching Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw twice. But he struggled since coming back from a shoulder injury in September, as he's recorded a 5.4 earned run average without going more than 5 innings in his 4 starts. Hyun-Jin Ryu pitched 3 innings of a simulated game on the mound at Dodger Stadium on Wednesday. The Dodgers say Ryu used all of his pitches at his normal velocity and had no problems with his left shoulder during that 45-pitch session. The 14-game winner faced several of his teammates. Ryu will be examined by a doctor on Thursday to find out how his shoulder responded. He hasn't pitched since leaving a game after 1 inning on September 12th because of shoulder irritation. Off to football now, where right tackle Donald Stevenson returned to the Kansas City Chiefs on Wednesday following his 4-game suspension for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing drugs. Now the question is how many games it'll take him to return to the starting lineup. Coach Andy Reid said that Stevenson would have to work his way back into the mix, and Ryan Harris remains the top right tackle heading into Sunday's game in San Francisco. It's little surprise that Reed is hesitant to shake things up after losing left guard Jeff Allen to a season-ending injury and Stevenson to his suspension. A rejiggered offensive line has finally started to play well the past couple of weeks. Kansas City ran roughshod over New England on Monday night, posting a 41-14 victory. The Minnesota Vikings have listed quarterback Teddy Bridgewater as questionable for their game at Green Bay tonight. Bridgewater sprained his left ankle in the 4th quarter of his first NFL start on Sunday, a victory over Atlanta. He was back on the sideline before the end of the game without crutches, and an MRI showed no major damage. The NFL's definition of the questionable designation is a 50% chance of playing. Baltimore Ravens receiver Steve Smith has ripped his former team, saying his release by the Carolina Panthers was personal and that the team stabbed him in the back. Smith took direct aim at Dave Gettleman, saying on a local radio station that Carolina's second-year general manager said he was a shadow of the player that he used to be. Smith spoke out 3 days after catching 7 passes for 139 yards and a pair of touchdowns in the Ravens' 38-10 rout of the Panthers. Arizona coach Bruce Arians says quarterback Carson Palmer was seeing another specialist after his injured shoulder regressed following some throwing last week. Arians says Palmer's condition is fairly close to what it was when he first hurt the shoulder in the season-opening win over San Diego. If Palmer's damaged nerve doesn't improve in a hurry, backup Drew Stanton will get his 3rd straight start when the Cardinals play at Denver on Sunday. Rams coach Jeff Fisher says Austin Davis will be the team's starting quarterback for the rest of the season. Fisher initially said that Sean Hill would return as the starter as soon as he was completely healed from a quad injury. Well, that's changed after Davis played well in his 2.5 games as a starter since replacing Hill during the season opener. The 25-year-old Davis has sparked the Rams' offense, throwing for 754 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions while completing 72% of his passes. His 93.1 quarterback rating is the 9th highest among NFC quarterbacks. The Jacksonville Jaguars have ruled out rookie receiver Marquise Lee for the 3rd consecutive game on Sunday against Pittsburgh because of a strained right hamstring. Lee caught 8 passes for 73 yards the first 2 weeks. Without him, fellow rookies Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson have stepped up. Dallas Cowboys special teams player C.J. Spillman is under investigation but hasn't been arrested or charged after a report of an alleged sexual assault at the team hotel last month. A Grapevine, Texas police spokesman said Wednesday night that the alleged incident took place in the early morning hours of September 20th at the Gaylord Texan Resort and Convention Center. Well, hopes are high as the Iowa State basketball team prepares for the upcoming season. The Cyclones return a number of key players from last year's team that won the Big 12 tournament title and made it to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. The Cyclones enter this season as a consensus top 20 team and are expected to contend with Kansas and Texas for the league title.
We will miss DeAndre Kane and Melvin Edgem tremendously. Anytime you lose the Big 12 player of the year, also the Big 12 Scholar Athlete of the Year, as well as another All-American that put up arguably as good a numbers as anybody that's ever played basketball at Iowa State University. That's a lot to replace.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg, who says those two key losses from last year are Melvin Edgem and point guard DeAndre Kane. This will be the most depth that Hoiberg has had at Iowa State, and he says it'll be important to develop some chemistry.
For any team, there has to be sacrifice. You can't be worried about your individual numbers, your individual statistics. Great things happen to everybody if you win. And we will. We will have tremendous depth on this team. And I'm excited about that depth. At the same time, it's probably going to cut some minutes down, which, again, I think will allow us to hopefully play a little faster.
Hoiberg says there is so much depth that he has no idea what the rotation will look like.
That's something that's going to be fun to see how it evolves. The great thing about the calendar right now is to get a little extra time, being able to work with them some in the summers on who is going to be the guys, not only to play, but playing crunch time. And that will be determined by those guys. They will show me who deserves to be out there on the floor. But I know this, there'll be very competitive practices and there'll be a lot of fun.
Hoiberg says he's not concerned about the high expectations for the season.
I don't think I'm going to have to motivate this group at all. They're pretty self-motivated. And when you have that, you're certainly a step ahead. When you don't have to teach effort with your guys and talk to them about motivation. The big thing I've talked to them about is winning on the road. We have not done a great job, and I think that's prevented us from winning a Big 12 championship.
The Cyclones will open up their season at home on November 14th against Oakland of Michigan. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.